The recording has started.
Great. Good morning. I'm Jen Clausen, the chair of the Washington State Real Estate Commission. It is now 10 a.m. on Thursday, February 13th, 2025, and I am calling this meeting to order. This meeting is open to the public. We will take time at the end of the meeting for a brief public comment period. Participants will have no more than 3 minutes to address the commission. As a reminder, commissioners are not to engage in the conversation during the public comment. As a courtesy, I ask that all participants keep themselves on mute to reduce the background noise. When a commissioner would like to comment on a topic, please raise your hand in Teams. Once I've called on you, unmute yourself and state your name before sharing your comment. Please remember to mute yourself again after you finish speaking. Thanks so much. Now we'll move on to our roll call. So Sandy Bauer, will you confirm our roll for us?
Certainly. I will start with you, Chair Clausen.
I am here.
Vice Chair Chang.
Here.
Commissioner Ballas.
Here.
Commissioner Brazil.
Here.
Commissioner Bruce Jones.
Here.
Commissioner Galano.
Here.
Commissioner Schmidt.
Here.
All present and accounted for. Back to you, Chair Clausen.
Great. Thank you, Sandy. We'll now move into the approval of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve today's agenda as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Who was the second? Oh, there you are. Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Schmitz. We have the agenda approved and seconded. Is there any discussion around our agenda? Okay, then we'll go ahead and call for a vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed, say nay. Any abstentions? Great, the agenda has been approved. We'll now move to item number 4, approval of our minutes of November 14th, 2024. Is there a motion, and this is page 6 through 11 in your handout, is there a motion to approve the November 14th, 2024 minutes as presented?
Vice Chair Chang, so moved.
Commissioner Bruce, second.
Great, so we have a motion moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on the meeting minutes? Okay, so I would like to call for a vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. And any abstentions? Great, the meeting minutes from November have been approved. And we'll now head to agenda item number 5, introductions of our new commissioners. We have, since our last meeting, we have 2 new commissioners that have been appointed. So, Sandy, would you like to introduce them for me, please?
Of course. Thank you so much. We would really like to welcome our newly appointed commission members, Commissioner Meg Ballas and Commissioner Sam Galano. Commissioner Meg Ballas is a managing broker with over 20 years of real estate experience in Yakima County. She has volunteered with several civic organizations to include Habitat for Humanity, Southwest Yakima Rotary Playground Build, and the Salvation Army Bell Ringing. Commissioner Ballas also supports the Yakima Humane Society and Rod's House and currently serves on the board of directors for the Yakima Area Arboretum. In addition to her volunteer work, Commissioner Ballas brings prior board experience from serving on the Yakima Association of Realtors and is familiar with the current issues facing the real estate industry. Her real estate experience combined with her involvement in the community outreach programs will bring a very valuable perspective to the Real Estate Commission. Additionally, we would like to welcome Commissioner Sam Galano. He is a designated broker in Walla Walla with over 22 years of real estate experience, spanning multiple specialty areas. Commissioner Galano's career began in the Kitsap County and Seattle metro markets before he relocated to Walla Walla in 2011. He is passionate about serving diverse and underserved communities. In addition to this, his deep industry expertise, Commissioner Galano has served on a range of boards, including the Seattle Pride Fest Board and the Walla Walla Valley Association of Realtors. He was also a founder and executive director of the Seattle Red Dress Party, an organization dedicated to AIDS and HIV fundraising efforts. His broad perspective and commitment to advocacy makes him a valuable voice in the real estate industry. Welcome to our new commissioners. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sandy, and welcome to both of you. We're excited to have you on the commission with us. Okay, we'll head to our item number 6 of old business, which we don't have any on the agenda today. So we'll move to item number 7, our new business and our subcommittee. So Sandy, would you like to lead us on this conversation?
Sure thing. Each year we revisit the subcommittee membership to determine whether the work is still relevant, may discuss a subcommittee membership, and we want to make sure we allow opportunities for all members to serve in the subcommittees in which they are interested in. We will discuss the membership of 3 subcommittees today: education, team names, and transaction coordinator. Commissioners may self-nominate or nominate others to serve for a period of 1 year on any of the subcommittees. In order to keep membership below quorum, each subcommittee can have a maximum of 3 members. As a side note, our record keeper definition subcommittee will request to phase out their work during their report out later in this meeting. All right, back to you, Chair Clausen, to open the floor for nominations.
Thank you. So we will now open the floor for nominations. Once 3 candidates have been identified, we'll request a motion and move forward from there. So do we have any candidates or interest in the Education Committee?
This is Commissioner Ballas, and I would like to self-nominate myself for the Education Committee.
This is Commissioner Schmitz, and I'd like to nominate myself to continue.
Great. So we have 2. Do I have a 3rd?
Yes. This is Commissioner Brazil. I would like to be on the Education Committee.
Is there anyone else that would like to be on the Education Committee? Okay, so I have heard Commissioner Ballas, Commissioner Schmitz, and Commissioner Brazil would like to be on the Education Committee. Can I call for a vote? Actually, I need a motion. All right, Sandy? Yeah, she's going to keep me honest here. So do I have a motion for those 3 commissioners to move forward on the Education Committee?
This is Commissioner Bruce. I move that we add those 3 names to the Education Committee.
Thank you. Do I have a 2nd?
Vice Chair Chang, 2nd.
Okay, so the motion has been moved and seconded. Do all of those in favor say aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? And any abstentions? Great. Well, it looks like we have our education subcommittee formed. Now we have our team names subcommittee. Do we have any either self-nominations or nominations of others?
This is Vice Chair Chang. I would like to serve on the team names committee.
This is Commissioner Schmitz, and I'd like to serve on to continue to serve on team names.
This is Commissioner Galano, and I would like to be considered for serving on team names.
Anyone else? Okay, so we have Vice Chair Chang, Commissioner Schmitz, and Commissioner Galano that are interested in serving on the team name subcommittee. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chang, move the three aforementioned names be appointed to the team name subcommittee.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
This is Commissioner Bruce. I second it.
Thank you. So I have a motion and a second. Is there any continuing discussion that we need on this motion? Okay, and then we'll go ahead and move to a vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. And any abstentions? Shelley?
No, sorry. Okay. That was an oops. So sorry.
No, you're fine. Okay, I just wanted to make sure we were good. Okay, so it sounds like we now have, according to our vote, we have a team name subcommittee. And our last subcommittee up for conversation today is our transaction coordinator subcommittee. So again, we're looking for three commissioners to either self nominate themselves or nominate someone else.
This is Commissioner Ballas, and I would like to self nominate myself for the transaction coordinator subcommittee.
Thank you.
This is Commissioner Bruce, and I would like to, again, serve on the Transaction Coordinating Committee.
Thank you. Do I have a third?
This is Commissioner Schmitz, and if you need a third, I will do it, but I don't want to look like I'm a subcommittee hog, so.
I will also do it if you don't want to do three, Shelley, but if you want to do three, go for it.
Eddie, you would be really good for the Transaction Coordinator Committee.
Okay. How about one of our newer commissioners? Are you too familiar with what the Transaction Coordinator Committee is looking at?
Commissioner Ballas already volunteered.
Okay. Well, yeah, but Sam's not familiar. Who's on it right now?
We can absolutely move forward with two commissioners. That's fine.
Can we talk about what it is?
Yeah, talk about what it is. See if Sam is interested.
Excellent. All right. So would you like me to speak on that, or would you like Commissioner Bruce Jones to speak on that since he's a prior member?
Bruce, can you tell Sam what's going on there?
Well, we've met a few times. Yep, my microphone's on. I feel like I'm a little lost today because it's been a long time since we've been together. But we're looking at the roles of a licensed transaction coordinator and them working with other offices or coming up with new rules where they would just work in-house. Just in a short time, I've been working on it the past 6 months. And if any of you transaction coordinators are on this call, I really appreciate all the feedback we've been getting all year. But it's fascinating. I'm learning a lot, and I love being on it.
One of the big challenges, as pointed out by Annie Fitzsimmons, the attorney for Washington Realtors, is that if you have a transaction coordinator that's not licensed within your firm, there's no proper, the oversight becomes complicated because they're touching a file in which the firm has absolutely no authority over and all that other, the liabilities and all that complications. And this is what the commission is trying to look at and figure out how we can make this work and make it so that this industry can grow. Is that something you would be interested in, Sam?
I think it's one that I'm not as comfortable right now serving on as the team names. So I don't think this year. Maybe as I learn more, I could practice.
Okay. No problem. Yeah. In that case, I will self-nominate then.
Okay, so we have Vice Chair Chang, we have Commissioner Bruce, and we have Commissioner Ballas that have volunteered or have self-nominated themselves for our Transaction Coordinator Subcommittee. Okay, so do I have a motion?
It's Vice Chair Chang. I move to nominate the three aforementioned commissioners to the Transaction Coordinator Committee.
Do I have a second?
It's Commissioner Bruce. I second it.
Okay, so the motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion about the subcommittee? Okay, we'll go ahead and take a vote. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed, say nay. Are there any abstentions? Okay, so the motion's been moved. We will, we now have all three of our subcommittees, filled. Thank you all for bringing your passion to those subcommittees so that we can continue to move forward on that work. We will move to 7.2 on the agenda, which is our legislative updates. And Sandy, I will be turning this over to you.
All right. Thank you so much, Sheriff Clausen. I just wanted to give a quick update about HB 1552. This is a bill that extends the current fee on real estate broker licenses that funds the Washington Center for Real Estate Research. This bill also adjusts that fee to account for inflation. It proposes that the current fee is increased to $20, and it also proposes to extend the contract for Washington Center for Real Estate Research until 2035. In your packet, I included a link to the original bill, so feel free to look that up. And with that, I am happy to answer any questions. Okay, thank you very much.
And Sandy, we're just bringing this to awareness, right? That this bill is out there. Make sure you take a look at it.
Okay. Exactly.
Do we need to, I know this is not agency sponsored and stuff like that, but are we able to, are we able to take a position on this bill?
That's a great question. Eddie, as far as a commissioner representing the department does not take positions on any bills, and we do not have the permission from the governor's office to do that. Okay. So as a commissioner, no. But what you do outside of your commission duties is obviously up to you.
Okay.
Okay. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And as a background on this for our newer commissioners and the public, the fee was $10. It was set I believe it was 10 years ago, has never been adjusted. It is now, the proposal is 20, which would track with inflation, continues a great work that the Real Estate Research Center does. And it's another 10-year extension on this, program.
Okay, so now we'll head into our 7.2, our in-person and Arillo conference update. And Sandy, I believe you're taking this one as well.
Yes. So at the November 2024 meeting, the commission approved the 2025 meeting schedule. Included in that schedule was one tentative in-person meeting. Now, unfortunately, all planning efforts for any in-person option is on hold due to Governor Inslee's directive that implements a spending freeze that was effective as of December 2nd, 2024, and it's still in effect until further notice. This also includes any of the planning efforts that we had going for the spring Arillo conference that was scheduled for April 14th through 16th in 2025. Once we are authorized to resume our planning efforts, we will let you know. But until then, everything has been placed on hold. And that's just something we wanted to bring to the attention of the commission. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Sandy. We'll move on to 8 reports. So we have 8.1 is our education subcommittee report update. And I believe Commissioner Schmitz, you'll be providing an update.
I will. So good morning, everyone. So the real Real Estate Subcommittee is now preparing the core. And so we are going to go through the curriculum, and then we will also be having two listening sessions, I believe, and I'm going to do this off of memory. So Sandy, if I get it wrong, correct me, but I believe the two listening sessions are scheduled for May and July, or May and June, something like that. And we are, our goal is to, have the core program, ready for the August commissioners meeting to present, to the commissioners. And then I don't know if we have the pass-fail rate summary, slide. I don't know. Sandy, is there a slide for that?
That data was just included in the packet.
Oh, okay. All right. My quick opinion on that, it seems like we seem to be doing okay in regards to pass and fail rates seem to be within the realm that they should be. So, that's my quick little education subcommittee. I'm sure we'll have more as we go into the year with, the core curriculum.
Thank you, Commissioner Schmitz. Now we'll head into a record-keeping definition subcommittee, and Commissioner Bruce Jones will provide an update.
Thank you. We reviewed the WAC 308-124-C110 in response to questions about the DOL internal audit team, basically discussing how we handle digital documents versus paper records, or does it matter what type of formats are being used? Long story short, the WAC does already include the option of electronic records, so the RCW may not need to be updated. However, there are questions about, you know, especially for those of us in property management with checks, do we take a copy of the front and back? So we're looking for a little bit more specifics on how the records should be kept, because the WAC right now allows for the auditors to have a pretty wide net. And what we're finding, I should say, is that brokers are looking for more of that sort of checklist format and itemized list, to make the record keeping, process easier. I'm noticing, especially with the small brokerages, they're a little concerned that they're spending a little too much time on maintaining their records versus being out there working. Commissioner Brazil recommended that the DOL auditors work hand in hand with the MLS to determine what kinds of documents are the most relevant, and then post the expectation on the DOL website in an easily accessible form. I can tell you, after working on the committee for almost a year, that the DOL does have everything posted on their website in a nice little formatted, you know, go look at it, you know, but I think what we would like to see is just a little bit more clarification and maybe some postings on the MLS to sort of help out the smaller firms keep up their records. That's it.
Thank you.
And I also just wanted to add, I think they also, the subcommittee wanted to wind down their efforts for 2025. Am I correct on that, Commissioner Bruce Jones?
That is correct, but I wanted to save the best for last. So yeah, so we're going to be winding it down so we can jump on other committees.
Great. Thank you for your work, all of you on this subcommittee. Okay, now we're going to move to 8.1.3 in the team name subcommittee update, and Vice Chair Chang, you'll be providing a report out.
Thank you. For the new commissioners, the team subname committee has been, was formed in order to address the concept of teams within the state. Teams have been very prevalent in our industry. However, they are not even defined in the RCWs. So rulemaking and oversight on teams has been wild and crazy, to say the least. We've tried to do it within the current RCWs, but have failed to come up with a way to actually do this. So we are going to have to look at some type of legislative effort in order to change the RCWs in order to include teams and everything else. Given the scope of the work that the legislature has in front of them this year, this was something that we had determined was not feasible for this year. After legislative session ends in April, we will get back together and we will start working on with the legislature on trying to create a necessary legislative bill in order to address teams within the state. Any questions?
This is Commissioner Schmitz. Eddie, or Commissioner Chang, were we also talking about educating regarding like the oversight on teams and maybe putting that in the core?
I would love that, but that's for a core. That's for the education committee and not the scope of this committee.
Okay, so I'll take that to the education committee since they sit on it.
Perfect, thank you.
Okay, thank you for your report outs. I believe that is our last one.
Oh, you got me again. Sorry, Commissioner Schmitz.
I am so sorry.
No, you're good. Schmitz.
Let's talk about the Transaction Coordinator Subcommittee.
Okay. Okay, so with Transaction Coordinators, and so I'm just going to kind of do a recap just like Eddie did for his committee. We were seeing in-house Transaction Coordinators. Some of them are licensed, some are not. Some Transaction Coordinators are working with multiple brokers that are in multiple firms. And so there's been some confusion out there as far as do you need to be licensed, not licensed? How does this work when you are helping brokers that are with a different firm than you? So we are working on trying to educate everyone as far as what that looks like, because a licensed transaction coordinator is not a role within any of the RCWs. And so what we felt is that maybe there needs to be more education in regards to transaction coordinators, especially the ones that are licensed, as basically you are a licensed broker assisting another licensed broker. So what we are going to do is ask the help of the education committee to help roll out probably within the core as how that would look. And just kind of the rules or things for people to kind of think about as they are doing that. One of the things we did realize is that as far as complaints regarding transaction coordinators, they're from the DOL side, they're not even in the top five of the main topics that they hear. But yet within the industry, we do hear complaints on that, and there are some concerns. And so our next steps will be to kind of help with the education and look at what the typical transaction coordinator does so that we can start addressing from an education standpoint where the guidelines are. And so that's all for my update.
Great, thank you. Okay, now we're going to move into where we typically share our report outs for our central investigations and regulatory compliance, as well as our licensing numbers. We did put this data in your packet, but we are going to move to more of an annual report out because the information doesn't really change. Like the same top complaints that we receive that are coming in are there. We are processing, I believe, within a 14-day time period of our applications that are coming in. And we can definitely answer any questions about the information that's provided in your packet. But Sandy, was there anything I was missing?
No, that's everything.
Are there any questions from the commissioners about either one of those reports, or is there something specific that you would like to hear at each commission meeting?
This is Commissioner Schmitz. Is there anything within the complaints that as a commission we need to address or talk about? Is there anything from DOL side that they would like from us?
Let me ask. I believe we have a couple of our managers on. Nathan Buck, are you on our call with us today?
Yes, I am.
Can you address?
Yep, sorry about that.
That's okay. Yes. Go ahead.
So as far as your question, we do not have anything that's necessarily changed at this time based off the stats as Chair Clausen has previously mentioned. So I don't believe there is anything at the moment. However, we'll continue to work with our board section and Sandy to continue to assess that.
And Commissioner Schmitz, one of the things we can commit to is if we see a new trend, we will definitely bring it to the commission. But we were reporting on there wasn't really anything new that was happening, and so we felt like we could put it in the packet. We have no problem sharing the data, and we can answer any questions about it, but it might not need to take up valuable commission time.
Sure, and that's perfect.
Yeah. Great. Thank you. Commissioner Ballas.
Yes, being a new commissioner and not being aware of the data or the information, are we able to get that provided to us so we can get up to speed with that information?
Absolutely. Sandy, can you share where she can find that?
Sure. We have included all of this data in the packet. So you should be able to flip through the packet and see all of the data.
It looks like I was just going to give a page number. It looks like page 26, 27, and 28. And at any time, Sandy can help offline or chat with you offline about if you have any questions. And we can definitely entertain any of your questions here at the commission meeting as well. So whatever works best for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, we do like to be really transparent about it, but we want to make sure that we're also spending the time the best for all of you. Okay, we'll move to our 8.4.1. And Sandy, I believe I turn it over to you for this report out.
Yes. So a little bit earlier, I gave the report out on the House Bill 1553 about extending the contract for the Washington Center for Real Estate Research. And this is an example of the reports that they give. So this is just the highlights of the third quarter for 2024. We don't have the fourth quarter available yet. In your packet, there is a link to the Washington Center for Real Estate Research where there is this report and many other reports that they publish. So just some of the highlights for Q3 is existing home sales rose by 0.1% compared to this time last year, or last quarter, but they fell 8.9% compared to this time last year, and permit activity rose 1.4% from this time last year as well. The median home price was $652,700, which is 2.6% higher than it was at this time last year. The housing affordability index has stayed consistent. It is above 100 in only 3 of Washington's 39 counties. So that remains consistent. As far as the supply of housing, we currently, for Q3 last year, had 2.4 months supply of housing. The prior quarter was 2.2, and this time last year, it was only 2, so it's steadily increasing. There were just over 16,000 homes available for sale at the end of Q3. Which is a 9.9 increase from this time last year and a 24 or last quarter and 24.5% increase from this time last year. And with that, are there any questions about the housing market report? Excellent. Like I said, I included the packet. In the packet, there's a link. I encourage you to go to the website to look at the data that they produce. It's some really interesting reports.
And just to highlight for people, who compiles this data?
That's a great question. And the Washington Center for Real Estate Research is an independent think tank that is from the University of Washington. So it is completely independent of the department.
And funded by the legislature through our licensing fees.
Correct. This is what that $20 fee increase would be going to fund this research. All right. Thank you so much. Okay. And I believe this is still me.
Yes, it is.
All right. So this is just a quick recap of the master action items list. And the only thing that we had on the list was we had a recruitment open to fill two vacant seats. That is now complete. Welcome to our two new commissioners. And that is all of the master action items. I can't believe it. We finally have a list of zero for now.
Good place to start the year off, right? Okay, great. So we are moving in to the public comment portion of our agenda. So I will now open the floor for the public to address the commission and share their thoughts, concerns, and requests. Written comments may be submitted at least 2 days prior to the meeting by emailing our DOL boards at dol.law.gov. Members of the public, while we are addressing the commission, please remember each member of the public is limited to 1 3-minute comment. Comments submitted in writing count as your 3 minutes. Comments must be on the matter within the commission's jurisdiction. Commissioners are limited to directing staff to study the matter further or requesting the matter be scheduled for a later discussion. Sandy, I would like to ask, were there any written comments submitted ahead of time?
There were not.
Okay, so I will now open the floor and ask any public members that have their hands raised. They can raise their hands, and then we will call on them to speak in order their hands come up.
I don't see any hands raised.
It's the first time in my tenure that I haven't seen no public comment.
I was just thinking that myself. Sandy, how long do we typically keep public comment open, waiting to see?
I feel like you can close the floor whenever you're ready. We've left it open for over a minute. Maybe is there anyone on the telephone who doesn't have the raise hand capability? Feel free to come off mute and give us your comments. Yeah, I don't hear anyone coming off mute.
Okay. At this time, I'm going to close the floor for public comment. And we will move to agenda 10, the conclusion. So first we move into announcements. Are there any announcements that would like to be made? Sandy, it looks like you have one. I also have one, so I can go before or after you. You just let me know.
I'll go ahead and go first. Staff would just like to announce that program specialist Sandra Schaefer has left DOL, a very big hole, while she pursues other opportunities. We really wish her well, and we will miss her. For now, Alyssa Woods will be stepping up and assisting me. So be on the lookout for emails from Alyssa. And as always, feel free to reach out to me directly if you have any questions.
Thank you, Sandy. The only additional announcement that I have is many of you over the years had worked with one of our customer service specialists, Michael Leonard, and he has retired state service and left really quietly. But I know I just wanted to share with all of you that he's headed to hang with his grandkids. So we're sad to see him go, but we're very appreciative of his service, of the real estate licensees, and I thought you all would want to know that. And that's all I have for announcements. Are there any other announcements from any commissioners? Okay, well, we'll move to our agenda item 10.2 and request for future agenda items. Do any of our commissioners have a future agenda item that they would like to be considered?
This is Vice Chair Chang. Is PSI's contract coming up? Are we going to be starting to talk about the review of the licensing test?
Their contract is coming up for review. How about if I put that on the agenda for our next commission meeting? Is that what you're wanting to do?
I'm just wondering what the timing of that is, because, you know, we've had our struggles with PSI, not only with transfer information testing, as well as that terrible personal information lapse last year. Wanted to see about what we're doing moving forward. And I know that we don't have great options, but at the very least, when we're doing a review of contracts, maybe we can have a set of like requests on the RFP. So.
Yes, I would be happy to. We are very much working on that, the agency side of things, and we can definitely bring an update to our next meeting and provide an opportunity for you all to provide some feedback.
Thank you.
Any other future agenda items? Okay, Sandy, is this you reviewing our action items?
Yep, this is me for right now, but I'm also going to maybe tag in Alyssa if I missed something. So for action items, I got Sandy will schedule subcommittee meetings with the new subcommittee members to review the scope of work for 2025. Staff reports will move to an annual basis, but we will still include quarterly data in the packet. And as an agenda item added to the next meeting, a PSI contract update. Alyssa, did I miss anything?
No, I don't believe so. I just remember Chair Clausen had said that we would continue to bring information to the commission if anything arises surrounding complaints. But I believe that will be an ongoing effort. So that's something that we try to do.
Excellent. And commissioners, did I miss any agenda items or action item topics? Okay. Thank you. Back to you, Chair Clausen.
Okay, well, we're now at the end of our meeting. I would just once again like to welcome our new commissioners. Thank you for applying and committing your time to the commission. We definitely appreciate all of our commissioners in this space. So at this time, it's 10:44 on February 13th, and I'm going to adjourn this meeting. Our next meeting will be via Teams on May 15th, 2025 at 10 a.m. And a correction, I think I said that it was February 13th, 2024. It's 2025 for the record. Apparently I'm still slow there. Thank you all. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we can stop recording.